Hi, friends, and welcome to the second episode of the What's New podcast. Today we're doing something a little bit different. As you know, I'm your host, Chelsea, as always, but I have somebody very unique and special for today. I have my sister here.
Hello.
Okay, so now that my sister is introduced.
Yes. Introduced beautifully.
Okay, so we're going to jump into something that we didn't do last week, but I thought it would be great to introduce it this week. Do you think it'll be great?
Yeah, it's going to be great. We're going to have a great time.
Okay, so we're going to be talking about the holidays that are going to be happening in the week.
This means you can't do this tomorrow, right? Because you've already done all the Never mind. Let's keep going.
Okay, sissies. Okay, so the first holiday on our list is that today.
Yeah.
Yes, it's today, but it's going to be tomorrow because we're going to be staying up till 2. So that's just a fun aspect of it.
We're going to have fun times here. Ew.
Okay,
I'm already starting to get late night fever.
Yeah, same. Okay, ready? On May 21st, which is today, if you're listening to it on Thursday, I don't know, look it up, something.
Oh my god,
you're so
rude to people listening to your podcast.
Okay, so ready? May 21st is National Waitstaff Day, so that's pretty cool. You have one. No, you don't. The next one that we have is International Day for Biological Diversity, so that's cool and fun, and I love that, so... Now
we
you
love
have yours.
Biological diversity.
Yeah, we do.
We don't.
I don't know how to talk.
We do love biological diversity.
Okay, so see.
Okay. Also, May 22nd is National...
May 23rd.
No, I have 22nd.
Oh, right. Sorry.
Also, May 22nd is National Maritime Day, which I'm assuming is where you just have fun talking about all your fishy friends and whatever.
Yes.
So that's just great and wholesome. And then
if you think we're saying it wrong, then good for you.
It is maritime. I'm smart.
Good.
May 23rd is also another very wholesome holiday, I'm assuming, because I've never celebrated it. National Taffy Day.
I love taffy. Taffy is so good.
Sweet treats. I can't eat it, though.
Let me tell you. Taffy is great.
We've made taffy.
Yeah, we made our own taffy because we're
after school
wholesome sissies at our after school camp. And it was
not a camp. Whatever. Oh, it was a camp.
Yeah.
It was a camp.
And we made it and we had partners and it was so fun and so wholesome. So yeah, that's fun.
My partner.
Okay, now talk about our last holiday, sorry.
Not even close.
Okay,
we got
ready?
So many holidays you don't even know.
On the 24th, which is a new date, is National Scavenger Hunt Day, so do them scavenger hunts, because...
Yes, just set up a nice, lovely quarantine scavenger hunt and just have another fun, great, wholesome time. Yes.
Because that is so wholesome, and we love that, so next holiday?
Okay. Also May 24th, National Brothers Day. You may not be quarantined with your brother, or you may not have a brother, but if you have a brother... Make sure to show them lots of love on May 24th. And if you're not quarantined with them and you still love them...
Set up a Zoom or something.
Yeah, FaceTime them. Tell your brother that you love them. Tell your brothers that you love them. Tell your brother that you love them.
Or if you're a brother of somebody else, then...
Make sure they know it's National Brothers Day. Ask them to get you a present. You deserve it.
Yes,
Yes. Maybe. You might deserve...
We don't know.
How good a person you are.
Stop it. That's rude. Anyways.
It's so true. We don't know how good a person you are.
You're going to tell your sister or brother to get that gift for you.
But if it's your brother, you also have to get a gift for them.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's a win-win situation.
Yeah.
And it's also fun for the whole family.
Yeah. Okay. What do we have on the 25th?
The 25th is a very important holiday because the 25th is Memorial Day. So if we were in school, that would be illegal, but whatever. If we were in school, it would be Memorial Day, even though it would be on a Sunday. If it wasn't going to be on a Sunday, you would get your day off. Get that extra sleep, sissy. So
Memorial Day doesn't even need to be
about... Explained. Oh, sorry.
No. It doesn't even need to be about a soldier or people who... We don't... That's not the only thing we can talk about on Memorial Day. Memorial Day is just a day to memorialize something. Like...
Yeah.
Like, people you love or loved, if they have sadly passed on, you just need to make sure that you memorize them. You have a moment of silence in their honor, maybe. And it's just the day to make sure that you remember, right? So, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect.
And it's so wholesome. And we love it. And I love it. But,
yeah.
So.
I mean, yeah. Memorial Day is a time to just, like, be proud of people, kind of.
Yeah.
And make sure they're recognized for the things that they've done for you and for our countries that we live in, the world. Yeah.
My sister, actually, is somebody who has been supporting me since day one.
Oh, my God.
So, I feel like...
Literally since day one.
Since I came out of the womb.
I mean, not that early.
I mean...
I was just here when you came home from the hospital.
Okay, we won't talk about that.
Yeah, we're
now.
Not going to.
Okay, so... We're very wholesome sissies, maybe.
Are we?
So, that is really cool. The next actual big holiday, because I'm not cultured, is,
Memorial Day is a big holiday.
I know, but the next one after Memorial Day.
It's recognized internationally.
Is July 4th, which is...
Wait, that's not true. Father's Day is before that.
Oh, right, Father's Day. And let's talk about Father's Day for a
aren't
second.
Aren't there other things before that?
No.
I don't remember.
I don't think so. Whatever. There's one every day, though, or multiple every day. But, anyways, let's talk about Father's Day for a quick, hot second, because fathers, they're pretty great, but we're done with that. July 4th, actually, is also the day that America was born.
Not true. Okay, that's not true. It wasn't even July, okay.
Okay,
July
whatever.
July 4th may be Independence Day, but it wasn't when the thing was written, it wasn't when it, I'm sorry, it's not... It doesn't really matter that much.
Yeah.
Whatever. Grill yourself some burgers.
Yeah, and also, this is very big news from July 4th. This counts as our main topic because I forgot about this. Actually, I was listening to the news. And let me tell you, mixed sisses, if y'all are brave enough, y'all can be getting back on your feet because almost everything will be open on January 4th. And you stay
January
at home.
4th.
I mean, sorry. Sorry, don't get any wrong ideas, but July 4th, almost everything will be open.
Don't say, don't, if that's not true, you're gonna get sued.
Okay, well, not almost everything, sorry, don't sue me. But.
We may also get sued for the other stuff we're gonna talk about in this. But it's okay, because we're spreading the news, I guess.
Okay, so, reservations for Disney will be up, but.
Yeah.
That's a topic for another day.
No, it's not. It's a topic for today. But we're going to be talking about it later.
That's not even the right thing. Well, whatever. We won't talk about that right now because we are not talking about that. We're already past my last episode. Even though we're not even done with the intro. Okay, so
this
is going great. So July 4th.
I listened to a few podcasts where the intro actually takes like 10 minutes. And we're... close to that, so,
yeah.
I mean, it's more than 10 minutes.
I just want to take a moment to, like, sorry, I should let you talk.
No, it's okay.
Okay.
I'm just a guest. You're the shining star.
Don't say that. That's creepy. Okay.
What do you mean?
What? Stop it. Okay, ready?
Stop it. Okay, let's continue.
Okay, so July 4th, I just want to take a moment because...
Why? We're done talking about...
Because July 4th is going to be such a great day because you might even be able to do fireworks again. Like, I don't know, because, like, you'll stay at home orders.
You can do fireworks.
I know, but, like...
I've heard fireworks now
you
to
might,
celebrate the...
If your friends are healthy, then you might be able to do it with your friends because stay-at-home orders will be lifted. So, at least I hope so, because, like, Donald Trump ain't doing anything about it, but... I don't care. Okay, whatever. So, we're already 9 minutes in. 9 minutes in 49 seconds, so...
We should get into our
first
topic
which my beautiful sister
will present.
Will present to you.
Okay, great. So, a lovely administration.
Oh, wait. Before you start, this is just how these topics are going to go. We have four topics for you. Maybe one bonus topic that we're going to talk about after Sonia's topic. But the way this is going to go is, so we're going to talk about a topic, and either Sonia or me are going to discuss it and get deep into it. Not that deep, but, like, pretty deep into it. And then we're going to talk about our opinions on it. And don't get mad at us because they're our opinions. But, like, so then we're not trying to be, like, rude to anybody who has a different opinion. These are just our opinions. So, yeah, that's how we're going to be doing it. And, yeah, let's get into our first topic.
Okay, so there is a lovely administration called University of California, and they have many institutions for learning in California. And I thought there was one in another place, but that wouldn't make sense. So that's not what we're talking about. So University of California is a chain of colleges, and colleges normally require or at least ask you to participate in the SAT and the ACT so that you can be admitted into the college. And a few days ago, or maybe it was today, I don't remember. I think it was a few days ago. A few days ago, the University of California Board of Directors, or whatever I think it is, I'm pretty young and I don't know about a lot of this stuff, but they decided to end those tests for admission in their schools, primarily because they thought that they were discriminatory and unfair to African Americans, Hispanic people, and people with low income. So that was pretty big, actually, and pretty important to us as students. And my sister wants to go to UCLA, maybe.
Yeah.
And so that is something that could affect us in the future. And yeah, that's the brunt of it. I mean, that's a really big thing. Those things are huge. People are always talking about the SATs. Wow, oh my gosh, I need to get SAT tutoring. Yeah. Like I've been preparing for my SATs and ACTs, and I've got a long way to go. Mm-hmm. But, like, yeah, that's a really big deal. And I may not want to go to a UC school, but, yeah, that will hugely affect other schools as well, because the University of California is a big, major college, like, administration, and other colleges might follow suit in this decision. So, yeah, what do you think about this?
So, first, I want to hear your opinion, because I just kind of need to hear your opinion on it before I can
really speak. Yeah, okay, so it's pretty controversial at the moment, because there are other institutions that say that it's actually not discriminatory at all. In fact, it's the opposite to people of color and people struggling with poverty or money problems. And that's, like, I don't know. I think that if there's even a chance that it could be discriminatory, then, and if it's not completely necessary and they can make different tests, which they're in the process of doing, I think, if they can make new examinations and the old ones were discriminatory and unnecessary, then that is what should happen, is what I think.
So, you might get a little bit mad at me, but...
Oh, interesting. Differing opinions.
Yes. No.
Yes?
I didn't really listen, so...
Oh my god.
So, but hold up, sissies. I feel like it is also controversial, so...
You're just copying the words I said that you actually heard.
Okay, so can we move on to the bonus topic, which I will be...
First I'd like to talk about another thing happening with this. So, there were the things that happened last year...
Yeah.
...with the people bribing the college and university officials to get their children into college. And that is another big reason that this change occurred. And that was a real problem, actually. A real, real problem. And that was more discriminatory. And I think that the SATs and ACTs made that possible. Again, I don't really understand a lot of this stuff, because even though we come from a very politically involved family, and our parents teach us about politics and the economy,
and we listen to like the news like every single day. Yeah. I actually do have an opinion on this, because
We're still children, and we don't understand a lot of the way the government works, and the way money works, and the way big corporations work. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know, I just think that you can't discriminate against people who have low income, because for the most part, it's not mostly their fault. Mm-hmm. And like, you can't choose your race, and so that, I think it's a good idea to take the SAT and ACT away.
Yeah. Wait, so thank you for bringing this other topic up, because I actually do have an opinion on this. Hooray, I'm finally listening. I feel like the thing that you brought up about, like, the bribing and stuff, that's horrible. Because I feel like you shouldn't be able to do that. Because, yeah. Because that's not okay. Because,
it's all right. We're all happy here.
Yeah. But in a way, like, that's kind of horrible, because, like, if you aren't smart, you aren't going to get into the college in the first place. Like, don't bribe people if you know that you aren't even going to get it. Like,
I think in some scenarios, in some scenarios, I'm not sure the kid even knew.
Oh, but I'm not. So the parents, the Karens, are trying to get them in.
Yeah.
Okay, so Karens are trying to bribe people to do that. Typical Karen. So, yeah. What do you want to say?
That was my topic.
Okay, that was your first topic.
Yeah.
Actually three topics. One of them is a bonus topic that goes with this, like, school whole thing. So, I think that a bunch of you, like, a lot of people in general, know about Google Classroom. It's basically how people do their school
remote learning.
So I hate remote learning. It's so horrible, but sometimes I do like it, but like, I wish I was with my friends. So
it's pretty bad most of the time, because I'm so bored.
Yeah. And like, she has it really bad, because her teacher puts out things like each day, but we get like a week's worth of work
in one day.
Yeah.
Google Forms did not really work for me, and now I feel like my whole class is gonna get, a pretty badly dropped grade because of one Google Forms test that we took that wanted us to put in word-for-word answers, and all of us got 7 out of 22 to 8 out of 22, and that was heartbreaking, and I did cry, I did have a meltdown, I did think my career was over, but, yeah. Bad experience with that. Mm-hmm. But all in all, I'm okay with remote learning.
Yeah, I kind of am as well. Now that I heard that, because like, it's okay. I mean, it's not. I don't want to do it anymore. It's ugly. But this is just my opinion. Don't get offended. So, I bet a bunch of you know about this already, but I'm just gonna say anyway, because I actually think I don't think it's horrible, like, really, really bad, and I don't think it's really, really good either.
Oh, it's definitely not good.
No, it's not good at all.
It's bad, but it's not, like,
it's not
catastrophic. It's not gonna ruin the world.
Because, like, there's other places to do remote
learning. Other remote learning sites.
Okay, I just gave it away. I'm, like, so stupid. Okay. So basically, people, mostly high school students and people who are using Google Classroom, they don't want to do remote learning anymore, even though it's only like 2 weeks until school's out, like, for most people. But like, and like, some people are already done with school, But people have been rating, mostly high school and, like, elementary school or middle school, college.
Students.
Students, yes. Scholars.
Yeah. And maybe parents. Maybe parents are sick of it, too. They're like, I want my child to go back to school.
Some people, like a tiny bit of people, are rating 3 stars. And a little bit more than 3-star people are rating it 5 stars. But 1.8 million people are rating it 1 star from the App Store. Because apparently, if an app is less than 1 star, they're going to take it off forever until it gets a better rating on, like, a different platform. That's what I heard, at least. I don't think that's true, but, like, the platform thing. But I think they're going to take it off forever, but I don't know.
And, like, I understand if you actually don't think the website or the app is good quality and there are actual reasons and, like, bugs or whatever that you think is wrong with it, but to do that out of spite because you don't want to further your education is really not a smart thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're doing that, then number one, you might not be very smart later. And number two, you're probably not very smart already. Because there are people who cannot afford education, and education is so important. Education helps you get money later in life. Education is just so important. There are... Oh my god, this makes me angry to speak about.
Okay, can I finish talking before you go any further? Because I was going to actually talk. Since we're on the 21st minute, it is Thursday. Oh, sorry, 22nd minute now. Since it is Thursday, the 21st, I was going to do something like that. But since it's the 21st,
and second it's like... It's the 21st day.
But it was the 21st minute up there. But we won't talk about that. It is currently May 21st, 2020, at 10:53. And we're, like, really dying. But anyways.
P.M.,
yes. And because nobody's awake and nobody can, like, interrupt us. So that's not what I'm talking about. It's at 1.5 stars. So, and it goes down, like, sometimes even each half week, but sometimes it goes each week. So it's at 1.5, and, like, a couple days ago it was at 1.6, and so on and so on. But, people are actually rating it, like my sister said, people are actually rating it, like, good, I mean bad, if they actually don't think it's, good. But, like, as my sister said, also, it's, education is very important, and I don't think you should be playing around with it. Like, if you see somebody on TikTok doing it, because, like, I feel like a bunch of people are on TikTok. TikTok
is a pretty bad influence.
But I feel like everybody's on TikTok right now because it, like, gives us something to do during the quarantine. But, like, so if you see somebody on TikTok doing that, and, like, you don't have a problem with Google Classroom, like, so bad that you have to rate it 1 star, just leave it alone. You can like the video, but, like, just leave it alone if you don't have an actual problem, because that just is going to ruin it for other people who actually like it. So,
girls in some other countries are still not legally allowed to have an education, and I think that's really messed up, because last time I checked, we're more than half the population of the world, and that's half the workforce. So, I mean, if you want people doing jobs, maybe give them education.
Yeah. So, if you actually have a problem with the app, you can go ahead and rate it a 1 star. I'm not forcing anything on anybody, but, like, just don't rate it 1 star if you don't actually have a problem. Because people are struggling to have education. Like she said, just don't do that to make it worse. Okay, we're done with that topic. Now on to my topic, even though I've been chit-chatting all around the block. So, this might be a little bit of bad news for some people, but...
Which is ironic, but, yeah.
Okay, and, for some people, it's gonna be good news, which puts us into a segue into what we were talking about. So, buckle in, sissies. because we have a wild ride for today. So, SGN, I don't know if you know that show. It's like a YouTube series hosted by John Krasinski, the person from The Office, who plays Jim.
Jim Halpert, our king.
Let me tell you, sissies, this is one of the best shows I've ever seen in my entire life because...
Ugh, it's so smart.
It's so good because all Jim... Sorry. I'm bad with names. All John wants to do is put out good news during the coronavirus pandemic. So, that is really good.
And my favorite one... Oh, you were talking about SGN. I was talking about The Office. Ooh, oh no.
Okay, stop. So...
SGN is great, too.
Yes. I love the episode where they, where the Office cast, they literally reunite, and they legally get a couple married in a Zoom with all their parents, and then at the end there's a dance party. With the whole Office cast, and I just thought it almost made me cry.
I meant to watch that one, but I didn't watch that one.
Okay, we're getting off topic.
You spoiled it for me.
Not really, but
okay. Yeah, you did.
Stop it. Okay, stop it. Okay, ready?
I'm
okay. Okay. So SGN, this is the headline for all you. SGN will not be run anymore by John Krasinski and be sold to Viacom CBS. So, I was reading the article, and turns out that there was a big bidding for the show.
An auction.
And, like, CBS... apparently really, really wanted it, and it was, like they paid a lot of money.
Good.
And, apparently, John was very, very happy about this, because, as I said, John really wants to spread positivity, and I absolutely love that. That is so amazing during these times. And so...
Who wouldn't want to spread positivity during these times?
Yeah. That is so great. So...
We try to not talk about the coronavirus too much, because there's so much of it in the media... And that's why pollute our lives with this madness. Okay,
so that's why this episode is going to be longer than the last one. And the last one I talked about the COVID-19. But if you could believe it, none of this stuff is about the coronavirus. When we were scrolling through Apple News and getting all of our articles, we skipped all the things about the coronavirus because we want to be like John and we want to spread positivity. So yeah, that's what we're doing. So, basically, what's happening is he was really, really excited because as he wants to spread positivity, he really wants to spread the SGN, some good news, so more people in the world could hear it. So, he was really, really excited when CBS won the auction because, first of all, it was a lot of money. And also, he wants other people to hear it. I'm not exactly sure if he's going to still be hosting it. Not be run anymore.
Yeah,
so, that might be sad for a little bit.
Which is really sad. John Krasinski is so amazing. He's such an icon, an idol.
But you can still watch the episodes that are still on YouTube. I don't know if they're going to give you, deleted or anything. I don't know how that works.
I don't think they will.
So you can still watch those. They're really, really wholesome, and they're great. So you should watch them. They also, like us, talk about topics and do also things that make people happy. So you should go watch that. No, not sponsored, but...
John Krasinski is a great actor, too. You should check out the movies and shows he's done. Really cool.
They also talked about Jack Ryan in the stuff, but I don't know.
Yeah, we haven't seen Jack Ryan.
Yeah, because
you've seen Quiet Place.
Yeah, I have not seen Quiet Place. Let me just say, that was one of the best movies I've ever seen in my life, other than K-12, because, that movie...
We're gonna get sued.
Stop it. That movie...
For all we're worth.
That movie is, so good because... the audio is really good, even though it's you would think that it had no sound, but it's actually really, really good. And there was a sad scene at the end, but I'm not going to spoil it. And so I'm so excited for Quiet Place Part 2 to come out, even though it won't have John Krasinski in it. I just spoiled it. You should watch it anyway, so why am I even spoiling it for anybody?
You did not spoil it, but just saying that you spoiled it will now spoil it. Oh my god.
He's not in the second movie, but I can best bet that the second movie is going to be the best thing ever. It's not going to come out in the theaters.
Think the sequel's going to be better than the...
No.
When is the sequel?
Stop it. Okay. Yeah. Okay, so it's going to be pretty good, so I'm kind of excited. And, So, yeah, So I love that movie.
Oh, it is now 11.
And it's 30 minutes too, so.
Oh, my dear sweet Lord. Okay. So should we move on to the next topic?
Yes, but, yeah, actually I'm gonna finish because I said, the movie actually came out on the 20th, but that was when the coronavirus is happening. So like, I can't wait to go see it. So now we're going on to the next topic, performed by my sister.
Yes. So speaking of movies and speaking of good news for most people, not necessarily all people, Disney's reopening all over the world, I guess.
No,
just Shanghai, just China.
No, just Shanghai, and just Disney Springs is what we know of.
Okay, so
this is about, yes, Disney Springs.
Yeah, I think it's not too great an idea because it's not essential and it's like a really big gathering place for people. I just don't think it's that.
This is when I tell you that I disagree, but agree to disagree. I'm just going to tell you my opinion because since we're on this topic, it's not really going off topic. People miss Mickey and all the Disney stuff that is happening. So like, people kept commenting on like the reopening of Shanghai. Like, as soon as I saw Mickey, I knew everything was going to be okay. And so that is just like so beautiful to me because like I feel like people need that back in their lives. Like, I feel like people just need a little bit more magic in their life, especially during these sad times. And they are giving out gloves and they're taking temperatures and they're taking masks. And if you're like a really, really big fan of Disney and you can't spend another day without Disney, then I feel like that's a pretty good idea. But like, you just need to be safe.
Yeah, I mean, they're handling it well, but I think we can't really risk our lives right now. It's not a thing we can do. But
all
anyway,
I'm saying is, if you want to go there, you just have to be safe. I'm not like forcing anybody or not forcing anybody.
But anyway, Disney Springs is welcoming its guests back with a new Starbucks drink on the premises, and that is cool, I guess. And what was it called again? It was
the Welcome Back Special.
Yeah, the Welcome Back Special, and I'm pretty sure it's based on Aurora.
Yeah. It's like the description was like, the first part of the description was like, fit for a princess.
It's fit for a princess, and
so you go get it because you're a princess.
Never or mind. A prince, or a king, or a queen. It doesn't matter.
Or a baddie. Whatever.
Or a mixed sissy.
Stop it. Just continue.
Okay. It's made with, from what I can tell, dragon fruit refresher, and some, like, maybe some berries in there?
Strawberries, blueberries.
Yeah, some berries, and we got some ginger whipped cream, and
ginger
pineapple syrup.
Pineapple ginger syrup.
Yes, pineapple ginger syrup. Gotta get that ginger in there, apparently. That's what Starbucks thinks.
Okay.
And some...
But I thought, when she was reading the description, I thought this was, like, an international, like, over-the-seas park, because I was like, oh, yeah, people in different, like, people in different countries have different tastes and, like, different, like, opinions on food. So I was like, oh, this is probably like a cool, like, international
and I just said, where is Disney Springs again?
And I'm like, oh shoot, it's in Florida. So like, I'm perfectly fine with it. Like, it kind of tastes good, but it kind of tastes bad.
Tasted it.
I know, kind of sounds like it tastes good and it kind of sounds like it tastes bad.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't like dragon
it
fruit.
Also has coconut in it, remember?
Coconut milk.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, kinda I mean good. I don't like most of the stuff that's in it on their own devices anyway, but I do wonder if they would taste good together. Maybe, possibly. I mean, the drink itself looks really aesthetic and cool, and
yeah,
it's like,
and it kind of looks like, I don't know, this is kind of like my idea of what it looks like. It kind of looks like Maleficent and then like Sleeping Beauty at the bottom. So, like,
what are you talking about?
Because of the green at the top and, like, the
there was no green at the top.
Yes, there was.
It's golden whipped cream.
Oh, golden. I'm so sorry. I'm blind, apparently. So, don't listen to me.
I'm the blind one.
Okay. Do you have anything else to talk about the topic?
I mean, I was just going to say...
Okay, our opinions. We didn't do the opinions.
I was just going to say that the drink is... I think it's close to $7, apparently.
Yeah. Because most Starbucks drinks are, like, $5. Yeah.
It's not... I said it's made with dragon fruit refresher. It's, like, infused with dragon fruit. It's not a dragon fruit refresher.
Yeah.
That just a little refresher there.
Oh, my God.
Go die.
So, now we have our opinions on this topic. Because we're going to do opinions on all the topics. So...
You think this is great. Of course you do, Disney fan.
I do, because I'm a Disney fan, and I kind of want to get reservations to it, but I know that there's no money in the world, so I can't do that. But,
Money doesn't grow on trees. Well, what is money made out of? Paper! Well, where
okay,
did this
stop.
Paper come from?
Stop
Sorry!
It. You need to stop.
Oh my God, it's so late.
We're going...
We're children. We shouldn't be staying stop up this it. Late. We have bags under
stop
our eyes.
Okay. My sister is clearly getting off topic, and
insane.
She's really annoying and
Excuse
insane.
Me.
Okay, so my opinions is I'm a big Disney fan, as I just said. Duh-duh. Sorry.
Duh-duh.
That's like a musically phrase thing. Sorry. I'm sorry. Stop it. You need to stop. She just mouthed something. You need to stop. Nah. Okay. So,
I just mouthed. Some lyrics from a song called
Copycat. Okay, stop.
It's a piece
stop.
Of no.
Okay.
No. We're so
stop,
insane.
Stop, please.
Yes. Yeah, just keep going.
Okay. So, my opinions are I'm a Disney fan, and I would go drink it. So, that's my opinion. What is yours?
I mean, it's great that they're welcoming people back to the parks, and that they're doing... good things and making sure that people's risk levels are low while they're in the parks. And I get that Disneyland is like Disneyland and all the Disney parks and whatever.
They're essential to some people, actually.
No, they're
people
not.
Need them.
They're essential to no one.
Me.
They're essential to no one, but they're like also very creative and like inspirational, and it's like possibly the farthest place you could be from your home. And I understand that some people just like really really need to be outside right now. I
and you can be on July 4th if all goes to plan.
I am not one of those people. I think you should only go outside if you need essentials, because we're all trying to stay safe and make sure that other people are safe, and I'm just not so sure that reopening such a big place as a Disney park is a good idea. But yeah, that's my opinion.
Okay, so we're gonna move on to our last piece of news. This one's
pretty...
Which
is weird, and I had no idea it was a thing.
Yeah, but it's pretty interesting, actually, so we're just gonna dive right into it. So the headline was, green snow in Antarctica due to climate change, scientists say. So, I'm sorry.
Say so.
So I read a little bit of the article, and the main idea was, like, algae, microscopic algae, is blooming. I'm sorry, I'm like, whoa.
I'm so glad my hiccups ended right before we started this, because
okay, that would have been bad. So, the algae blooms microscopically, and it makes the white snow turn green, and it's, and...
What, so it has, like, a green layer on top?
Yeah. Or, no, it's kind of in the bottom. Like, the top is ice, and then
what
it's supposed
heck?
To be, like, snow on the bottom or, like, ice, and it's supposed to be white, but, like, it's green on the top anyway.
Okay. Yeah.
So, it's not on the surface, it's on the bottom, kind of. And, like, the subheader, I don't know what that's called.
Yeah,
but
subheader.
Yeah. It's, like, the bold letters, like, below the
thing.
Yay,
I mean,
I'm so smart.
Subtitle or subheader.
Yeah.
Or
I'm so smart. Oh, my God. So, stop it. It said...
I'm joking.
We all know that Antarctica has white snow. But what about green snow? So that was like the subheader. I'm so smart.
And it also said that it was due to climate
change. No, stop it.
Change.
Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Okay.
Sorry.
I'm going to be talking about the topic. You talk about yours.
You're
being so
rude to me.
Stop it. Okay, ready?
Me.
Stop it.
Why you gotta be so
Please
rude?
Stop. I'm literally trying to read.
Oh my god. Okay. You just had a stroke.
Okay, ready? So, green snow, is, it says the three causes, maybe, are climate change, air pollution from China.
What?
That's what it said.
From China?
And India.
Wait, why is it so specific?
And India's carbon emissions.
Really?
So, yeah.
Wow.
So I thought that was pretty fascinating.
How could they track the cause back to a specific country's carbon footprint?
Wait, isn't that like, we have like a map somewhere, but like, isn't that, so Antarctica's here, I'm pointing to the bottom, and like, China's up here, like, how could it get down here?
China's air pollution. Why would it not be any other country?
Why wouldn't it just be the whole world? But that's what it said. I swear to God, that's what it said. That's what it said.
Weird. It's like, is the pollution from China and the carbon from India, is it different in some?
Okay, so this is where it got weird for me. It didn't really talk about why that was happening, because it was like people just discovered it and like they didn't really know like the facts, like, yeah. You could understand that.
I wonder why.
And like, so they didn't really talk about it, they just listed the might be the reason. So like, sorry, I don't know how to talk. So they listed the reasons. It might be just one of them, but it could be both of them, like two of them, or like all three of them. But they didn't really talk about that. And then, so that was my piece of
thing. Wait, what happens when the ice and snow melts?
They didn't talk about that, but
oh my god.
Could that, it was like, a pretty short article.
The sea?
It was a pretty short article. It is microscopic, but it is pretty big, like packs of it. Okay, what are your opinions? Really
weird. That's actually, that's kind of scary. That's like, what? I was going to compare it to something.
That could be like, that is almost like trash into the oceans. Like, if like there's air pollution, trash. And like that is one of the causes of it, then like that's just rude, because like people are hurting the earth. But like, anyways. So like, those are my sister's opinions. Right?
But I wonder if it was caused by things that hurt the earth, will it cause things that hurt the earth? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, that's kind of scary and freaky and weird. I'm concerned. Mm-hmm. Now.
Yeah. Okay, so that was all we have for today, but I just thought about something. So, as like an ending thing, we could play like a game. Like,
ooh,
maybe
a
game.
A good idea.
Like an ABC game. Like I'll name this thing, and then you're gonna have to name the same animal that has the
first, like the first letter and the last letter game?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
So we'll start with A. Mm-hmm. So name an animal that starts with A.
Oh my god, I was gonna say apple.
Oh,
okay. Big wow. Enough. I'm so tired. I don't want to say alligator, because that's so mainstream.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not basic. I'm unique.
Yes.
As we said. I'm yes. Unique and special.
Yes.
What was this thing that I was going to say? Antelope.
Oh, shoot. E. Elephant.
Yeah. I'm Tyrannosaurus so Rex.
That's not an animal.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, whatever.
Wow. Wow, what? A dinosaur's...
What's an X? What's an X animal? Are you that cool?
I'll just do Tyrannosaurus. I'm sorry.
Oh my god.
I think there's an X animal out there somewhere.
Seal.
Okay, lion.
Never mind.
What a fun game we're playing.
I don't know. I'm so dumb. I don't know why I'm even doing this podcast. Like, I'm so dumb and stupid.
I was using such smart words when I did my University of California thing.
Yeah.
I was like, fiscal. I think I said fiscal. I wanted to say fiscal.
But now we're off topic.
Yeah.
Okay, so, what starts with an N?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Nuka-Cola.
I don't even know what that is. Okay.
Jimmy Neutron. He is an animal.
He is. Neutron.
He got that big head.
Okay, an N for you, too.
Huh?
An N for you, too. Let's do foods.
Wait, what did you say?
Jimmy Neutron.
Oh, okay. Well, he technically starts with a J. So.
No, a neutron. I said neutron.
Okay, we're going to do foods now.
Okay, foods. I'll start. Apple.
Okay. Eggs.
Soup. My favorite food.
Pizza.
A cake.
No.
I'm so stupid. I just realized, like, while we're doing this, I'm, like, so stupid. Oh, shoot. We only have, like, a 60-minute time limit. Oh, well.
That's okay.
So we're gonna start at, like, 50 minutes.
Yeah, okay. Sure.
So, and then we're gonna film our ending segment until, like, 55 minutes. Okay. So...
I can't believe we actually did an hour. I didn't think we'd have enough material.
My last episode was, like, 7 minutes. Thank you.
You're going to need to prepare more because you won't have a guest to help.
I'll have mommy.
Will you?
Yeah, whatever. Okay, stupid. Okay.
What was the thing that you had?
I don't
know. An A? You had an A.
Oh, shoot.
We can't leave gaps here.
Allie A.
Did you say apple at the beginning?
Yeah.
Yeah, you did.
I ruined my chances. Can we start over?
No.
I'm saying banana.
No, there's other foods that start with an A.
I'm so dumb. Albuquerque turkey.
I'll allow it. Yams. No, just yam. It's yam. It's only yam.
Oh.
Yam.
Mug cake.
All right, you're doing two word things, but that's fine.
Doesn't matter.
Earthworms. People eat those.
Ew.
I'll just do earthworm.
See, I don't think we should do plural. This is news because I didn't know that people eat it. Am I dumb? Yes.
You didn't know that people ate earthworms?
No.
What? What are you talking about?
Learn something new every day.
Yeah. The more you know.
Stop it.
I'm sorry.
Okay, can we actually stop right now?
Yeah.
Okay,
we're
so
embarrassing ourselves with how little food we know.
So,
except I know a lot of food. I'm a culinary genius.
So,
wow.
I just want to say, stop it. Okay, I just want to say thank you for Anchor for sponsoring this video. I mean, this podcast. Wow, I'm not professional.
Video. Oh my god, it's so late. We're so tired.
Okay,
I can't
stop
even
it.
Speak anymore.
Stop it. I'm filming the outro so we can.
You're not filming.
Stop. Oh my god. Okay, so I hope everybody enjoyed this episode of the What's New podcast. This was a very long one considering the last one was like 7 minutes.
Wait, we're gonna have to listen to this whole thing right after we finish filming it.
Right.
Filming it. Recording it.
Okay.
Oh my god.
She's showing it to me. So then. We hope to see you next time.
We won't see anyone.
Yeah.
We're social distancing.
Well, we hope
and
you
it's a podcast.
We hope you tune in next time because it's gonna be even more fun than this one.
What?
Probably
I
not.
This one was fun.
Yeah, it was.
Really fun.
Okay.
We're hugging right
so,
now.
So
because this is an audio medium and no one can tell.
Do you wanna take us out? Like say bye, thank you.
Bye. Thank you for listening to all of us. Yes, you, me, and the phone.
Yeah.
Because we record on a phone because we don't have
recording setup
equipment. I hit my head
okay,
on the ceiling.
So, as Ow! We're going up to 50 minutes, I hope everybody's having a great day. And we wanted
night,
to do this.
Night.
Stop it. I hope everybody's having a great day or a great night. I just hope you took some time to listen to this podcast. I know it was a really, really long one, considering the last one, but...
No, I listen to podcasts that are, like, an hour.
Okay.
40 minutes.
Okay. So.
Because I have time.
Okay. So, I hope you took some time in your day to just listen to this. We hope you... We hope that you learned something new. And, yeah, let's say bye. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.